And the next reader is David Ades.
Thank you, everyone. Nice crowd. I'd love to talk, but there's no time. So I just say two things. One, thank you to Jimmy and Joan for extending an invitation to me to be part of tonight. And I'm reading from my book, Mapping the World, copies of which I have got. If anyone's interested, please see me. Pieces of the puzzle. I am red ochre, burnt umber, the parched dry. My eyes are hollows, withered lake beds. I am sand, dune, scratched earth beneath sky. My nose is a bleached rock, my lips a canyon. I am saltbush, contracted shadows, a windswept range. My face is wide open, yet full of secrets. I am endless beneath the sun. The longer you look at me, the more I become. And just one poem, one more poem. It's a relatively long one. The work of my face. The work of my face is a changing tableau of lines, appearing as if from an artist's brush, craggy lines here, a fan of lines there, slowly accumulating detail, slowly inhabiting the expressions of every emotion of each age. Faces have gathered within my face, like actors for an audition, regarding each other, regarding themselves, each with its own gaze, each rehearsing its own script, and still they come. The work of my face is unfinished, a scaffolding busy with artisans, their chisels and sandpaper, their mortar and plumb lines, their oaths and curses. Those faces already here, that rat bag miscellany of tenants, peer out from time to time from sunlit windows and darkened rooms, from balconies and musty attics, from behind quickly drawn curtains. Some have been given notice to vacate, but refuse to leave, skulking in corridors and antechambers. The withering, contemptuous face, harbouring its black smirk, its arrow case of snorts and scorn, its acid drip of derision, the most tenacious squatter of all, playing with masks and mirrors and other disguises. But the notice was given without conviction. I cannot refuse lodgers, and there is room here for every face, animated or fierce, sad or joyful, though the inscrutable face, the face of blank wood, the face without parchment, and other faces that I would wrestle with, that I would prefer remained unseen, will be elbowed, if all goes well, to small and distant quarters. Let them come. Let them jostle for board in this tenement. Let them argue and harangue among themselves. Let them all come. The familiar faces of my mother and father, of my sister, the faces of my aunts and uncles, and of all my cousins, my ancestors' faces, stretching back through the generations, from Syria and Turkey, from Italy and Spain, that succession of faces peering back at me from mirrors, each time the same, yet each time different. The faces of friends and strangers, black-skinned, brown-skinned, yellow-skinned, white-skinned, smiling and angry, open and closed, the faces of the dispossessed and the marginalised, of the First Peoples, the Indigenous, the faces of schoolyard bullies and those of heroes and movie stars, the imagined faces inside the pages of books and those that visit in dreams. Let them come, the face of the hedonist and that of the ascetic, the lion tamer's face in the eyes of lions, the stony face of the executioner in the moment before the execution, the face of the blindfolded man on his knees, lungs filled with a tremulous breath of doom, Hitler's face, face to face with the face of every Jew touched by his will, the faces of the gassed, of all the dead, and of the survivors too, the damaged witnesses. Mother Teresa's face on the plane between Benares and Delhi, looking up from the jumbled contents of her open handbag to meet the nervous gaze of an autograph hunter, and the face of every mother nursing a swaddling infant, the face of the child I was and of every other child at those moments of first discoveries and first betrayals, the faces of street urchins, runny-nosed and dirty, and of those who do not see them. The faces of the children I have never fathered, and those that I will father, the faces of the unloved and the abandoned, and the faces of the loved, the faces of the powerless and the poor, the face of the Bombay street dweller after he gave me directions, and that of the aggressive legless beggar in Kathmandu when I gave him food after ignoring his entreaties for a week. The faces of all the women I have loved and all the others I desired, the weathered faces of Greek fishermen and Anatolian shepherds and of the horse riders of the Mongolian steppes, the faces of the elders, the rabbis, the wise and the sage steeped in law, the conniving faces of petty thieves, of gamblers, hustlers and pimps, the faces of politicians and generals, the faces of protesters and refugees, of those who are different and of those who are the same. The faces of healers, mendicants and nurses, of all those who ply the trades of compassion and kindness, and the face of every poet, of every caster of spells and every person fallen to the spells cast. Let them come, those faces held suspended in photographs, in cinematic image and paintings, elongated Modigliani faces, the screaming faces of Munch, Picasso's abstractions, even the suggestions of faces, those fading in vaults of memory or carved from stone or mere imprints and traces like the face in the Shroud of Turin. Let them come. Let them all come. Let them all settle on this face, layer upon layer, skin upon skin. Let them fall into its deepening lines. Let them fall into its open pores. Let them fall into the regard of its eyes. Let them fall into its every breath. This is my face. This work is my responsibility. And when it is finished, I would like the face in my coffin to be a face where every face has vied for position, a graveyard for the faces of evil, a face where life with love has triumphed. I would like the completed work of my face to be a universal face, to be my one true momentary epitaph. Thank you. And the next poet is Marilyn Bates.